Well, in this morning's Detroit News opinion piece, Nolan Finley bluntly critiqued the performances of both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, labeling the debate as the worst in presidential history. Editorial page editor for the Detroit News, Nolan Finley, joins us on the JR Morning Live line for his take on last night's debate. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
Well, not the same Joe Biden we saw at the State of the Union address.
Not even close. I don't know what they did to him that night or what's happened to him since, but you wouldn't know it was the same person. I just simply can't believe they let him walk out there last night in that condition.
I listened to this podcast called Pod Save America, and it's former President Obama's campaign, you know, writers and whatever. They said that we saw last night, that Joe Biden was the same Joe Biden that was at that L.A. fundraiser. So, like, for it to get this far, I think is terrible.
So they had a preview and did nothing about it.
I mean, I questioned from the beginning why they had scheduled this debate so early and why they would put him on before the convention. Of course, you know, the conspiracy theorists said, well, they wanted to take a look at him to see if he's up for prime time. I don't know if that was true or not, but if it is, they certainly got their look. And you listen to what Democrats are saying this morning. I mean, they are just beside themselves over this and openly, you know, speculating how do we replace Biden at the convention. I think that's the before. I mean, that's sort of the storyline this morning. And, you know, you can't just look as a voter, and this is how voters are thinking about, well, this is how Joe Biden looked last night. You got to take that and say, what's he going to look like 4 years from now?
Yes.
What's he going to sound like? There is no way the man we saw on that stage last night can lead this country for
years. Some wonder, Nolan, though, can he make it through the end of this term?
Well, that's a good question, Lloyd. I mean, he doesn't appear to have the faculties and the mental competence that you would expect of a president. You have to wonder. I mean, there's a danger in this because we weren't the only ones watching this. The Russians were watching it. The Chinese were watching it. The Koreans were watching it. And what they saw was an opportunity. This country cannot afford to have a president in office who is not mentally competent, sharp. And you could say, well, maybe he just had a bad night last night. Maybe he did. Maybe today he'll be out there looking like Bouncy Joe again. But it's dangerous when a president has a bad day and you don't know when that bad day is going to come and whether he'll be having a bad day when it's time to make some very critical decisions.
So what should Democrats do about it? And if we look at last night, and one of my wise men texted me this morning and said, look, if that was a job interview, we should send rejection letters to both. Should we?
Well, yeah.
Or you send a rejection letter to Biden but not Trump? How do we address it, and what should Democrats do? I said earlier this morning, we need Jamal Bowman to pull that fire alarm again.
You know, you know where I stand on these two candidates. I've felt this was the a disaster brewing for America from the beginning. I don't see how Democrats don't replace Biden or try to push him out, try to convince him to step down, because he is going to take all of them down with him.
And the Congress. They're going to lose the House and the Senate.
That's what I said. I mean, he's going to take every Democrat on the ballot down with him. And I've got to believe they're interested in their own self-preservation now more than they are any loyalty to Joe Biden. They've got to be looking at this and saying he's going to kill us in November. And, you know, this debate may end up being the worst thing that happened to Republicans. I mean, they're crowing now. And, you know, I've said from the beginning, Joe Biden's the only Democrat Donald Trump can beat. And if this debate pushes the button here and prompts Democrats to act on replacing him on the ballot, Donald Trump is toast, because maybe you didn't notice it, but he wasn't exactly sharp as a knife last night.
Yeah, that was
wandering
my,
and
yeah, that and, was that was going to be my question to you. How do you think his performance was last night?
Well, he was a buffoon, and you know, all he needed to do was really stand there and give simple answers to the questions. Talk about you know, the things he did well and the things he plans to do, and let Biden destroy himself. But he kept going off on these rants. Oh, I was the, everybody says I was the greatest this and the most wonderful that. I mean, if we weren't so distracted by the meltdown on Biden's side of the stage, I mean, our critique of Trump's debate would have been brutal. And, you know, I tried to capture that a little this morning in my column, my post debate column. I mean, Trump wasn't exactly a superstar. He didn't win anything. He just stood there and watched Biden lose.
He deflected a lot too. He deflected on some of the questions a lot.
Well, you know, you have to. I mean, he has to. And, you know, there were opportunities. He too, I think, was over rehearsed. There were opportunities for him to score some points and to really look in command and look presidential. And instead, it's like he didn't even hear the question or hear the opportunity, just launched into, well, immigrants are coming in here and going to take black people's jobs. I mean,
well, when Biden can't fact check him in real time, he went into full rally mode.
Right.
Yeah, no. And that was to me, that was the most dangerous thing Trump could do for his campaign, is to confuse that debate stage with a campaign rally. Because, you know, when he's at a campaign rally, I mean, he's just absolutely obnoxious. He needed to take the opportunity last night to look presidential. And I can't walk away from that saying, oh, gosh, Donald Trump looked really presidential last night. He looked better than Biden, a whole lot better than Biden. But that's pretty low bar. And I think, you know, when Democrats do replace Biden on the ticket, it's going to be over for Trump.
So, Nolan, you do think that's going to happen?
I absolutely do. I don't know how you save this. I mean, and again, Democrats aren't going to, you know, march off the cliff with him.
Right.
You know, they love their jobs too.
So who? It has to be a governor, doesn't it? Very briefly, is it Gretchen Whitmer? Does she become the new standard bearer?
Could be. I mean, she certainly could be. I'd say she's in the bullpen warming up along with Gavin Newsom and a few others, Pritzker from Illinois. I don't think it has to be a governor. I think it has to be, you know, someone with some broad appeal. And, you know, it could be Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary. It could be Mayor Landrieu out of New Orleans. I mean, there's a lot of Democrats out there.
Really? Don't they have only lefties in their bullpen, Nolan?
Well, I mean, that's...
All right, dad joke.
Sorry.
I mean, that's their game. I mean, but, you know, beating Donald Trump would not be all that difficult with a decent candidate.
All right. Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News. Always a pleasure having you. We needed you this morning. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you all. Bye.
All right.